Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right. Let's do the NFL version of Can We Say That? Let's go over in the AFC. Can we say that the Denver Broncos will be a problem? Right now, they're currently sitting in the final slot for the playoffs, but this team just keeps winning.
No. If I'm going to say someone's a problem, it'd be the Chargers. I still think rookie quarterback playoff game, bad recipe. I'll say no.
I'm going to say yes. That offense is moving down the field. They're scoring. As of right now, on November 25th, yes, I'm going to say yes.
Guys, can we say that Saquon Barkley should win the MVP?
That is a great question. Today, I don't have a problem with it. Sure. He's going to need another big-time performance on a national stage. But, I mean, Goff is done in the MVP race. Lamar doesn't deserve it. Pat Mahomes is out.
Right. I mean, he already has that signature reverse hurdle that got added to the video game.
Well, that settles it. He's in. No, I think it's Josh Allen or Saquon. And I don't have a big fight, so I'll say yes.
It is a two-man race now. Everyone else is out of it. I'm so sick of the quarterbacks getting it. So, yes, I'm going to say he should be the MVP.
Okay. Can we say that C.J. Stroud is regressing?
Yes. I think you're seeing, obviously, the offensive line is degraded. It's not as good as it was. He's dealt with Nico's injury. Now he's back. I think any quarterback, when you can't protect them, is going to look that way, especially when they're not a runner. CJ's capable of running. He's not a runner. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I think we know the root cause. That O-line has been ass. But I'll say yes to answer your question.
I'm so glad you said that, because it's not him per se, but when you cannot be protected, you're always going to be looking around you for the next set, and that's what's happening. And he's maybe throwing the ball a little too early or not where it needs to be at the right time. And, yeah, he's regressing.
After watching this weekend, can we say that maybe we overhyped Jordan Love a little bit?
Guilty right here. And I'll deal with the punishment. Yes, I thought he would take another step forward. Clearly, getting hurt with a knee injury on opening night didn't help. Follow that up with a groin injury. But he hasn't been good enough, period. So, yes, guilty.
See, I never hyped him, because I always say the second year is the year I need to see more from you because they have tape on you, which is why I think it's different from Stroud, what we talked about, because it's the protection. But this one, he has the protection. He has what he needs, and he's just not. So, yeah, they're overhyped.
I already know where he's going to go with this, but I'm going to ask this question anyway. Can we say that the 49ers should just look forward to the draft rather than trying to make it into the playoffs?
I would say no, because the NFC West is so bad that you can get healthy enough and you can make a run still. You could win that division and still make a run if you get healthy enough. I think it can still happen. So, no.
He already knows what I'm going to say. I'm not even going to answer this. I'm good.
They should go for the draft.
Yeah. You're washed. It's over.
I don't think they wash. They got so many injuries that now I would try to go for a top 10 pick, get the best defensive or the second best defensive player, and wait for all your injured players to come back next season.
Now you need to draft an offensive lineman.
Okay. That too.
Your little friend needs all the help he can get. You know, you got to have a minimum 7 all pros around Purdy for him to be decent. Go ahead.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we say that maybe we gave up on Bryce Young too soon?
Interesting question, because he's showing signs of life. Can Alice help Baker Mayfield in Tampa? He's helping Bryce Young now. My problem still is this. I don't know where the arm strength has gone. Even when he's completing some of these balls, fellas, they're moon balls. They're floaters. There's just, he's not driving the football.
Because I wonder if he's got some type of a shoulder injury in the off season.
That's all.
Kyler can throw this.
Yeah, but Kyler has a nuclear arm compared to Bryce. Look, bottom line, I'm going to say no, we didn't panic too early because I still don't think he's good.
I mean, it is a great sign that he had a game without an interception. That is huge for him and his growth. But no, there was no panic too early. He was what he was. Bad.
Yeah. Now, I know it's over the weekend, but David, for you, can we say that snow was not the reason the Steelers lost?
No, it was not the reason. George Pickens needs to shut up, okay? That's all he needs to do. Play football. Stop worrying about everything else. You play in an outdoor stadium. You're supposed to be used and ready to this weather. You're not used to it? Then we should trade you then.
Pickens is an idiot. That's it. That's all I got. That's David's problem. What is it with Steelers and psychopath receivers?
I have no idea.
You got a real problem on your hands.
It's the water in the three rivers, I guess. Mike, can we say that Malik Nabers wasn't wrong in his post-game interview of, hey, you don't throw me the ball to the end of the game, there's nothing I can do for you. And that he wasn't wrong, but it kind of seemed like he was throwing his team under the bus.
It's like I just said with Pickens. Why do receivers have to be such pains in the asses? I mean, buddy, no offense. You've been here for 10 minutes. You got vets on that team like Dexter Lawrence that have suffered for years. But yeah, it's fine. But could we do one thing, please? Could we take the sunglasses off in the locker room? Please. I don't know what it is about grown men wearing sunglasses indoors. Same thing with Dion. It drives me out of my mind. You're at a press conference. You're doing an interview. Take sunglasses off, okay? You're not Pharrell Williams. You're not The Weeknd. Take your sunglasses off.
We've done some investigating. We also believe that it may have been Trident gum. Trident gum that he was chewing.
Trident. Not Fruit Stripe.
No.
Trying to get that flavor back?
Yeah.
That exactly. Leaves after 5 seconds. Okay.
What a marketing bit, huh? Fruit Stripe, like, oh, a delicious piece of gum, dead. Let's pop another one, dead.
Before this commercial is over, it dead. Will have lost its flavor.
That zebra's a con artist.
He really is.
He's a liar.
But yeah, first two chews are the best ones ever, and then we're done. Can we say that despite being on the outside looking in, that Miami will make the playoffs this year?
It's a great question. Yeah, you probably say it. They're healthy. I'm fascinated to see what they do at Lambeau this week. But, yeah, it feels like they're put together. And outside of the Chargers and the Broncos, yeah, I'll go with it.
Yeah, Houston's struggling. They got San Francisco and Jets. Yeah, I'm going to say yes. They have a pathway. They'll make the playoffs.
And finally, guys, we all know the Lions are the best team in football. But can we say that Philadelphia is the second best team, not only in the NFC, but in the NFL?
Not ready to go there. I'll still go Buffalo. I'll say no.
Damn. Yeah, I'll also go Buffalo. I can't. Not yet with Philadelphia.
Not sold on Philadelphia?
Not yet. Not to be the second best team in the NFC. They are really good. Best team of the East, but no, can't say yet.
Okay. All right. That's your NFL version of Can We Say That? 97.1.